嘿、hey, 大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。大家应该都看过很多基于真实故事改编的宣扬人与动物之间情感的电影。那么今天呢， Alan 就要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊一个非常有爱的话题，聊一聊那些在美国发生的宠物帮助自己主人的感人的小故事。We talked about Americans' love of animals， 我们以前聊过的这个美国人特别爱动物。那么今天呢，Let's talk about a bit about the Americans' animals' love of people.
Oh, yeah. An animal is going to save his master's life, you know?
Like a dog?
Of course, like a dog. a cat ain't going to do shit. Cats suck.
Okay, TJ, 关于猫猫的不好的话，如果你听懂的话，欢迎来和他进行直接的论战啊。TJ 会来查看这个评论，然后直接跟你来进行一个论战的。Anyway,
there was this one news story about this kid that got lost on his parents' farm. Well, I think the kid was like 3 years old or something.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until like 5 p.m. before the parents even noticed the kid was missing.
有这么一个故事，讲了一个小孩啊，他3岁，然后在自己家的农场里呢就不见了。当他们父母发现他不见的时候，已经是在晚上的5点钟。
The parents called in the search party, and when they did find the kid the next morning, the dog was wrapped around the kid, keeping him warm. You know, yeah. Without that dog, that kid would have died for sure.
Really sweet.
Really sweet.
然后这个父母呢，他的父母就不知道怎么办，然后给这个 search party 一个营救队的一个电话。在第二天早上，他们找到这个孩子。当他们找到这个孩子的时候，发现这个孩子被一只狗紧紧的裹住了，包裹住这个孩子。这样子呢，就能使这个孩子不至于因为太冷而死亡。你想想，如果没有这只狗的话，这个孩子可能就活不到第二天了。真的是非常的感人，很甜的一个故事。A lot of people figure that's in a dog's nature.
Yeah.
To protect their family,
well,
right?
Sure. I mean, that's their pack. They're gonna want to protect the members of their family.
就像人会保护自己的家庭，特别在意自己的家庭一样，那么狗狗呢也会特别在意自己的这个群体，我们叫做 family， 他们叫做 pack。So what about wild animals? Do you think a wild animal would protect a person?
Well, I think I've told you the story about the diver that was being chased by the shark, right?
Yeah, you might have mentioned it, but for our listeners, go ahead and tell it again, all right?
Well, there was this story about these dolphins that surround this guy and apparently protect him from this shark. They all beat up the shark and, you know, with their noses and chase it away.
在以前我们的节目里面，我们讲过一个故事啊， TJ 讲过一个故事，他讲就是当一个 diver， 一个跳水的人，然后他被海豚救起来的故事，就是当时啊，这个 dolphin 呢就会去保护这个人，这个人呢当时是被鲨鱼是袭击的，然后呢他们用这自己的鼻子啊，然后去撞这个鲨鱼，然后一群 dolphin 就把这个鲨鱼给赶走了。 So dolphins were protecting the man.
No, dolphins just hate sharks. Dolphins are assholes.
What do you mean by dolphins are assholes?
Well,
they're not our friends.
No, they don't care. See, dolphins, they saw this guy. They weren't really thinking about the guy. They just saw the sharks. Dolphins just hate sharks. The shark could be minding his own business, just enjoying his shark life, and a bunch of dolphins will swim over there and beat the hell out of him because dolphins just hate sharks.
Okay, TJ 讲这个海豚救人啊，他并不是因为真的说他想保护这个人，只是说海豚特别恨鲨鱼。有些时候，当鲨鱼就在那儿，然后根本就没有惹到海豚，也不关他们什么事儿，然后海豚可能会叫一大群海豚一块游过去，把这个鲨鱼给痛揍一顿。今天呢， Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的话题是动物是怎么帮助人类的。如果你希望在微信评论专区和我以及我们的美国朋友 TJ 一起来进行互动的话，或者你希望获得更多的英文学习笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文。这么一说啊，好像那些动物其实并不像我们设想的那样那么想去保护人类，那么希望去营救我们。有些时候可能只是很多时候或者说很多时候只是巧合而已，就是说他们比如说这个 dolphin， 他们只是不喜欢鲨鱼，然后正好就救了人，然后我们就想，哎，这个 dolphin 真是乐于助人啊。 So maybe the wild animals don't care so much about us, right, TJ?
Well, there was this one occasion where this family was at a zoo,、mm-hmm. and their little boy had fallen into the gorilla cage.
Oh, that was dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
有这么一个情况，就是说有一次一家人呢，然后在动物园里，然后这个小 boy 呢，小男孩不小心就掉到了这个 gorilla 的 cage 里面。Gorilla 我们知道这个是、哦、gorilla 就是什么大猩猩。
So you would think that this would be a huge problem, but in this situation, there was this one mother gorilla、
ah.
who had stayed between the boy and the other gorillas, and she sat there and tried to kind of comfort the unconscious kid. And you know, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will post a video to our WeChat about that. You guys can watch it.
这故事好，真的是那个画面想想特别美啊，就是说当时这个小男孩掉进去以后你想想其实好危险的这 gorilla 这个猩猩其实它能量也是很惊人的随便一下子就能够伤害到这个小男孩甚至把他给杀了但是当时呢这个情况是有一个母猩猩然后他抱着那个孩子安抚他有一个 video 我们有一个视频然后我们传到我们的公众微信以及我们的微博大家欢迎过来看如果你在我们的微博来搜索我们的话搜索早安英文四个字就可以在新浪微博找到我们如果你希望来看这样一个视频的话也可以在微信里面搜索早安英文四个字也可以找到我们 Alright, for the sake of our listeners、
mm-hmm.
could you describe a little bit about that video, TJ?
Well, sure, it was aIt's very interesting. The kid is playing around. Well, he falls and he gets knocked unconscious.
Uh-huh. 那个小孩掉下来以后呢，然后他一下子被撞到头了，就失去了意识。
Well, this one gorilla starts running towards him, and of course, people are freaking the hell out because they think, you know, this gorilla is going to use this kid as a toy or something.
然后这个时候，一个 gorilla， 一个猩猩就过去了。一个大猩猩，然后大家会觉得好危险，是不是他要把这个小孩拿起来玩，或者说伤害他怎么样
？But to everybody's surprise, what happens is the gorilla sits there with the boy, and just kind of massages his back, rubs his back very gently, very motherly.
然后这个时候呢，这 gorilla 这个猩猩把这个小孩捧起来，轻轻的抚摸他，就像妈妈一样，就像人类的母亲一样。然后去安抚这个小孩子。
I mean, I would really, really suggest everybody to actually watch the video so that you can get a real understanding on how sweet of a situation this wound up being.
Yeah, for me, it's really sweet.
Very kind.
Yeah, 真是一个特别特别棒的一个视频。然后虽然我现在没有看到，我暂时还没有看到，因为 TJ 也是刚才在节目里才提到的。他建议大家都应该好好的来看一下这个视频。我也。下节我们马上去看一下我们这个视频我觉得真的是非常的非常棒非常的感人
So remember guys treat your animals good because chances are they're gonna treat you good too
好好对待你的动物因为如果有机会的话他们也会好好的回报你的
except cats but come on I mean honestly if a guy breaks into your house and is trying to bash your head in with a baseball bat or something that cat ain't gonna give a damn
No, your cat gonna scratch that guy.
That cat's gonna run the hell away.
好了，这一。